Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story, a Willowbrook woman who sued a medical sterilization plan, blaming it for her breast cancer, has been awarded more than $300 million. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has more on the settlement against Sterigenics.
Sterigenics closed its plant in Willowbrook for good in 2019, but more than a decade before that happened, Sue Kamuda developed breast cancer after living near that plant for more than 20 years. Suing the plant's operators and initially seeking $21 million, Kamuda's lawyers argued that high levels of ethylene oxide released by the plant were the cause of her cancer. Salvi, Shostak, and Pritchard, the law firm representing her, tell WBBM that a Cook County jury has now awarded Kamuda a total of $363 million. Her claim against the operators of the Sterigenics plant is just the first of more than 750 similar pending lawsuits. At the Daily Center, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
A contractor from Lombard, held hostage by the Taliban, has now been released in Afghanistan.
Mark Ferrix was a Navy veteran who had spent more than a decade in Afghanistan as a civilian contractor. He was abducted in January of 2020 and was last seen in a video distributed earlier this year.
I've been patiently waiting my release. I'd like to ask the leadership of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, please release me. Release me so that I may be reunited with my family.
Negotiations for Ferrix's release had centered on a deal that would also involve the release of a notorious drug lord and member of the Taliban, who reportedly spent 17 years in U.S. captivity. The Taliban-appointed foreign minister spoke to reporters in Afghanistan and called the exchange a new era in U.S.-Taliban relations. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
Late confirmation that a Chicago police officer's body-worn camera captured video of a police shooting that injured a teenager during a foot chase in Chicago Lawn. That's the word from the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, which just released new information about the early morning shooting yesterday that happened near 72nd and Artesian. COPA says a group of people started running away from officers who approached them. One officer shot a person they saw holding a firearm. Police say two guns were recovered on the scene.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown has some thoughts about his department's performance during Mexican Independence Day celebrations downtown that saw tens of thousands of cars clogging city streets.
Superintendent Brown says he heard fewer complaints about traffic congestion after police closed off the loop Saturday night to those who don't live or work there.
Do we want it to be better for the whole celebration? Of course. Of course we do. But not at the expense of unwelcoming a certain community to any part of town.
As for whether the city should organize a place for the tens of thousands of people who participated in Mexican Independence Day caravans, he told reporters in his weekly availability, that's not his call.
I think this has to be a grassroots, bottom-up decision, not dictated by the superintendent on where you can go to celebrate. I think this community has its own thoughts, and who am I to dictate where?
He says to do that would run counter to the city's welcoming message. In West Garfield Park, Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
The investigation continues on the North Shore after the death of a man at the Fort Sheridan Forest Preserve Beach. 45-year-old Matthew Ascarides died from injuries after confronting two men early Saturday about noise. The Lake County News Sun reports the two men have not been charged, but authorities say one of them, 20-year-old Nicholas Caban, called police to report the fight. Prosecutors say a gun with a defaced serial number was found during a search of his home. It's not related to the incident on the beach. He's been held, though, on a $100,000 bond. The investigation is ongoing.
Governor Pritzker made a swing through Chicago today to pick up an endorsement from an influential labor union and take a shot at his Republican opponents.
At the Laborers District Council Training Center on the west side, J.B. Pritzker enthusiastically accepted the endorsement of the Laborers International Union of North America. He noted LIUNA was one of the earliest labor groups to endorse him over anti-union Bruce Rauner in 2018.
Just like Darren Bailey, Rauner believed that the only way to grow our economy is to lower workers' wages. So thanks to your early support and the backing of workers all across our state, we crushed Bruce Rauner by the largest margin against an incumbent governor in state history.
And he vowed that together they will crush Darren Bailey in November to even louder applause. And he says the partnership has helped Illinois prosper. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBB.
As the News Watch continues, some Northside tenants are still complaining about infestations, faulty appliances, and flooding. And they say the apartment building's management is ignoring them.
Because we're low income, that's how people treat us.
Brenda Dungans is one of the tenants at North Point Apartments in Rogers Park who says the management company, Related Midwest, is ignoring major issues at the complex.
It's mice-infested galore. We're supposed to have working appliances, working heaters. There's people heaters that's off the wall.
Dungans says that's despite renovations at the apartments in recent years.
This is a $21 million job. Y'all better go get your money back.
The organization Northside Action for Justice is trying to help the tenants. Housing organizer Angela Clay.
Money is coming from the federal government. We are going to be working our way up the chain until they understand that we are to be taken serious.
Clay adds they are also considering legal action. Mai Martinez, 105.9 WBBM.
And we received a statement from the building's owners, which says in part that the company spent more than $21 million in renovation to units and common areas, including a new roof and updated plumbing.
A three-year-old boy is hospitalized in very critical condition after he was pulled from Lake Michigan in the 700 block of East Grand today. The boy was with a guardian when he fell into the water, and police say the incident appeared to be accidental.
Some Champaign TV meteorologists got up close and personal with severe weather overnight. While on the air, WBBM's Andy Dane with the story.
Those watching WCIA-TV's severe weather coverage may not have known it, but while the CBS affiliate's meteorologists were updating the public on heavy rain and flash flooding in the area, they were dealing with some flooding of their own inside their studios. Chief Meteorologist Kevin Leidy posted video to Twitter that shows the nearly 4 inches of rain inside the studio hallway and other areas. Despite all of that, officials say there was no major damage to equipment, allowing the station to stay on the air and keep the public informed. The good news, experts say the area will see hot and dry weather in the coming days, helping to dry out from these severe storms. That's the story from Champaign.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.